A fiery and passionate leader, Black Hawk rejected treaties signed by other chiefs that relinquished Fox and Sauk territories east of the Mississippi River. In 1832, he led hundreds of his followers back across the Mississippi, sparking the war that now bears his name. The Black Hawk War saw little support for the chief from regional tribes, though it provided Abraham Lincoln with his one military experience. Black Hawk was captured months later by U.S. forces at Bad Axe River, Wisconsin. Michael Edmonds, an archivist for the Wisconsin Historical Society, says Black Hawk became a celebrity in 1833.
When he was released from federal custody, he dictated his autobiography, which became a bestseller and is now used all over the country in classes on American history because it's a very powerful, very strong Indian voice.
Edmonds says now the Society has a new chapter on Black Hawk. A missionary named Cutting Marsh visited the chief in Iowa during the summer of 1834, 2 years after his defeat. While the press had vilified Black Hawk as cruel and ignorant, Marsh noted his courtesy and warmth, and his English suit, perhaps showing his support for the British, whom he fought for during the War of 1812. Edmonds says Marsh tucked the encounter away in his personal collection and never cited it in any of his works. He says Marsh's account reveals some details about how Black Hawk came to do an autobiography and how it was initially received.
Because most people who had encountered it suspected it wasn't authentic.
Many colonists doubted an Indian could be eloquent or spiritual. Black Hawk told Marsh about his belief in the Great Spirit, how red and white men alike would be sent to hell if they were bad, and his desire for peace. Marsh had originally visited the Fox and Sauk people to see if they wanted missionaries. The tribes declined. Black Hawk died 4 years later in his home in southeast Iowa. Edmonds says Marsh's account can be viewed online or at the Wisconsin Historical Society in Madison. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.